remember at that time you were separate from Christ.
Atena nurat polia aten tenta kan sowiswe en tsarufa tamzany andran de tsinanana an kristiana reo.
You were excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
Faul kuazi tam fanjakan Israel ar vahin tam reo faneken ten fikasana te tsinanana fanatenana sad tsinanana andriamanitra teo amin'izao tontolo izao.
My first point in my message is this: the world is hurting.
Ni teboka voalohany ao amin'ilay hafatra dia izay ataoko dia izao hoe izao tontolo izao a dia mampangiry firy.
People that don't have a living relationship with Jesus.
Ny olona anankiray izay tsy manana fifandraisana velona amin'ny Jesosy a.
They might be going to a church that's just dead in religion.
Mety hoe mandeha mankany am-piangonana izy izay mety hoe maty ny amin'ny fombafomba fotsiny ihany.
Or they might not go to church at all.
Na mety hoe tsy mankany am-piangonana mihitsy izy.
Those people are without God and without hope.
Ireny olona ireny a dia tsy manana an'Andriamanitra ary tsy manana fanantenana.
They are hurting.
Mangiry firy izy ireo.
Some of them don't even know it.
Ary ny sasany amin'izareo ary tsy mahafantatra akory hoe mangiry firy ne izy.
They put up a brave face, a brave facade.
Fa manometraka sarotava ohatrany hoe mahavita azy fotsiny izy.
They don't want to talk about the fears that are inside.
Tsy te hiresaka an'ilay tahotra izay ho anatiny ao izy.
But I'll tell you this, the longer you live, the more you'll realize people are hurting. When Jesus came to Jerusalem, he looked at the city and he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. You who kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you. How often I've longed to gather you." He says, "To gather your children like a hen gathers her chicks."
Eo a tahaka ny ataon'ilay akovavy manangona an'ilay zanany kely petape.
But you would not.
Kanefa tsy nanantona ianao.
There's also a resistance in the world.
Amin'izao tontolo izao koa dia misy an'izay ohatra ny fanoerana izay.
They don't respond quickly when you go to share the gospel or your love.
Tsy tonga izy dia mamaly angaikaingana rehefa mizara ny filazantsara ianao na mizara ny fitaviana ianao.
But that doesn't change the fact that Jesus longed to gather them.
Izany anefa tsy manova ilay zava-misy hoe Jesosy dia mangetaheta ny anangona azy ireny.
I'm speaking about the mission of Jesus this morning. Because we as the church need to be on his mission with him. What's supposed to happen is a formation of a new community of healing. And when you say we are the church, you're saying we are part of that new community. And you say, "I've found a family of love and acceptance." I'm a beggar who's found bread. And in that place, there's peace and joy. And we can get together and we don't judge and hurt and condemn.
One
another. And you found the safe place with the people of God. And you feel that place is a sanctuary. And there's food and nourishment for your soul. And then you realize the world is hurting. And you hear the voice of Jesus saying, "Oh, Tana, Tana, I want He looks at the city and his heart is moved. The world is hurting. But this is your world. This is where God put you.
In this city.
The second point is the gospel is good news. Jesus truly is the answer. There's no confusion. The church and ministry programs are not the answer. However, God describes the church as a custodian or a caretaker or a steward of a message. The church is described as the pillar and foundation of the truth. So when people want to see what's really true, what's really life about, when someone out in the world becomes a seeker of truth, the church is the pillar of truth. Because we're the custodians of the gospel. And we preach the hope of God into the world. The people need Jesus. And most of us feel completely inadequate. If I said to you, how eloquently do you preach the gospel? You'd be saying, I get all awkward. I'm not sure how to actually tell someone. I'm not a preacher. My words get all confused. That's what you might say. I don't really know how to teach the Bible to people. But I bet if you're a Christian, you want people to hear the gospel. You wish you had the guts to tell all your friends. Because you know it's good news. You've tasted it. You've enjoyed it. The gospel is good news. The third thing is recognizing Jesus' mission. He's actually building his church. That's what Matthew 16 verse 18 tells us. And he's commissioned us to go and convert people to gather them. That's in Matthew 28. He says, go and make disciples. And here's your Pentecost one. In Acts 1 verse 8, he says, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses. You'll testify of me. Witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So the Holy Spirit is not firstly about power to make us feel better. The Holy Spirit isn't just power for a healing crusade. The Holy Spirit is power to be witnesses. Now the interesting thing is, when I look at this, Jesus commissioned his people to
and
he empowered them with the Holy Spirit. They still didn't do it alone. They went out and did this in community. Because thereafter we see that Acts 2 says 3,000 were added to their number. And then it says they continued to meet together in the synagogue. So they formed corporate meetings where there were many of them together. And they met in one another's homes, in groups. And you know what they did? They went fishing. Remember when Jesus called the disciples? He said to Peter, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. Throw out that net, bring in the fish. Cast that, bring in the fish. A fisher of men. But what a fisherman does is they catch that fish and they gather it, they bring it in. What the early church was doing is they were gathering. Then they were going out, making contact with people, and gathering them into the church. And so what I see is God wants us to be a people who are empowered by His Spirit and focused on the mission of Jesus. But it's not you on your own. I'm not telling you to be evangelist ministries independent me. See, even Philip, who went out and did this evangelism, when he got to Samaria and people got saved, he didn't do it on his own. Peter and John came and they prayed for the guys to receive the Holy Spirit. So you've got Philip doing one thing. Why didn't he do it all? Why didn't he preach the gospel, baptize them in water, lay hands on them, and give them the Holy Spirit? Any believer can do those things. There's no law or rule in the Bible that says a saint can't baptize a convert. And if you have the Holy Spirit and you pray for your friend to receive the Spirit, I've seen that happen. The Holy Spirit can come. So what's awesome is, even though in theory Philip could have done it all, God didn't make him Superman. No, God put him in team. Peter and John came and they did another part. And this is the thing of community, it's God's way.
lalan'Andriamanitra ilay izy.
No one man superstar.
Fa tsy misy hoe olona anankiray no superstar, hoe izy ny tena izy mahavita azy.
Why? Because there's one bride that Jesus is coming back for.
Satria inona ny antony? Satria misy fofombady anankiray a izay tongavan'i Jesosy a hiverenany ho alaina rehefa miverina izy.
That's what we're actually busy with. We're busy with preparing his inheritance, preparing his bride.
Izany ny zavatra ataontsika, manomana tsika ny lovany a, manomana tsika mikarakara an'ilay fofombadiny.
Now I want to tell you, so my third point is we see the Jesus is on a mission to reach people. The fourth thing I want to mention is historical ways the church has done this. In church in the last 50 years, 70 years,
tao amin'ny fiangonana tany amin'ny 30 taona lasa, 50 taona lasa tany.
The church has looked at ways of trying to reach the lost.
Manomboka mijery ny fiangonana hoe inona ny fomba atao hanatrarana an'ireo very.
And we've been having crusades.
Dia nefa nitantsika hoe nanao tsika tafika masina lehibe na hoe crusade.
Bring in the big name evangelist.
Dia mitondra ilay anarana evangelista goavana.
And he goes and fills a stadium with people.
De tungi zia de mameno ni mameno stadium geta befe no na ul.
Maybe 1,000 people say they received Jesus.
De angamba met miss ul lawe amanarivo na we arivo mteno esandra yan Jesus.
Statistically, a very small fraction of those guys ever end up rooted in a local church.
Ran statistika nzerena de tena we apan kelam renulla beta perena no tena we mandem petakam foot tranem fenguna na feo.
The other ways are handing out pamphlets, tracts, flyers.
Fumba afana krayan kule man metrakta.
We have events.
Deve misi fumba kwa fumba na kraya tawa yetskia na kraya.
We run programs within the church.
Nawe mis programa tawa wamfenguna na.
These are all the historical ways of trying to reach the lost.
Rensan le utanwe fumba fumba ratatara zai nezana na tawa na chara nanduvir.
But what we've discovered in more recent understanding of the city context.
Fans have that character, Zania. Voinga na arak refawe ni zava misiom ni tanana na krain zirena.
These people out there are not really that receptive to that.
We renul ren zan rantena izat sitet tena mamal lotan ren zava tra zaniets ksan.
They don't trust those things.
Sima tukian ren zava tren
shayo. They don't trust because there's no relationship connection. You're a stranger to them. You stand on the corner and want to hand out pamphlets, they think you're a Jehovah's Witness. They don't trust. They won't respond. And even if they did come to a church meeting, it'll take a month before an unsaved person even wants to be identified. They want to hide.
De metu efa wamambulana mintsy izay vo metu hoe hoity ny olona fa te hiafinafina ry zareo.
Because they don't know anyone and they don't trust anyone.
Satria tsy mahalala n'izany izy izy dia tsy matoky an'izany izy.
And I'm not saying we'll never do those kind of events or outreaches. But I think a more biblical and more relational way is actually being a gatherer. You become a fisher of men by going out and connecting with people you already have some contact with. You know people that I don't know. And you go and you check if they want to come one day and visit the church. You share your faith with them in your imperfect way. And maybe they respond. Maybe they don't. But takes the pressure off you if you think, well, let me just be excited about my church and invite them to come see. When Jesus saw the crowds out there, he saw them as harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest fields. What we have in the church is an opportunity to gather people, not to church, in order to gather them to church, but we gather them to church in order to give them exposure to Jesus.
You
see, the synergy, the way it works out well, the partnership, is in this context, we commit to preaching the gospel often. We commit to building real community. We commit to feeding people spiritually. But your part in Jesus' mission, and my part in my individual capacity being one of you, is to invite people to the party. Invite them to the place where you found food. You know there's a supply. This is a place where people can hear the word of God. And you actually join Jesus in his mission of gathering in the harvest. I'm not asking you to go find people who are very happy plugged in a church. But find people who are drifting, who are here one week, there another, who are unplugged. They're not really committed anywhere. Find people who say they don't like the church. But my church is different. There's coffee. I don't know, whatever your excuse. They need Jesus, and we know that's what we're going to present here. And you see, we as a community, I'm finishing now. We need to join Jesus on his mission. And what I want from you is that Jesus wins your heart.
And
then you start to see what he's doing.
And then
you say, Jesus, I want to build what you're building.
You're
preparing a bride.
And
I want to help gather in the harvest with
you. And
in practical terms for you, it means moving from one position to another position like this. You are no longer just a comer coming to church, but you're a bringer bringing people to the church. When you move from being a comer to being a bringer, that's you joining into being on the mission with
Jesus.
And we'll do our best. I'll try to preach the gospel often.
I
preached it already in this meeting.
I said,
you can find righteousness from God because of Jesus. He paid the price. We try to say that often. People who don't know Jesus, if they come here, they're going to hear.
But more, they're
going to discover a community of friends who love one another. Be part of that community. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you are doing. God, you never slumber or sleep. You are on a mission and you are advancing. And we say, let your kingdom come. May the gospel ring out from this church. And may we all become those who are gathering and bringing people to you, Lord Jesus. Put the burden on our hearts, Lord. And put faith in our hearts and courage. Help us, Lord God, to move from just being spectators to being participators. You are enough, Lord. You are sufficient. In our own strength, we can't do this, but with you, we can. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.